Representative Mannix moves suspension of the rules. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Chairman.
No. I think the motion carried.
You need 2/3 of the members of the full committee.
Okay, Representative Mannix, your motion is to strip away the amendments. Any objections to the motion?
I object.
Clerk, call the roll on Representative Mannix's motion to strip away the amendments.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
No.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Evanston.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Chairman.
No. Motion passes. Representative Mannix moves 697 before due pass.
Question.
Representative Calhoun.
To suspend the rules, doesn't it take 2/3 of the members of the full committee, not 2/3 of those present? Takes 8 votes to suspend the rules, doesn't it?
Have you got them in front of you? I believe it's 2/3 of the members present.
So if we had 5 members of the minority party and two others here, we could just go ape crazy on this session full committee, couldn't we? I think
we did that the other day.
The chair likes to keep
bridle
on it.
I know on the House floor it takes 40 votes to suspend the rules. So if we're consistent with the House rules, it would take 8 votes.
Well, I think it's 2/3 of those present, unless you can show me the rule right now. I don't have the rules in front of me, but I'd like to move on with this bill. 697 to the floor, do pass unamended. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Calhoun.
No.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Evanston.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Chairman.
No.
Wait a minute.
Mannix, scary.
I know, which one is it?
520 relating to public utility law violations. Who's got it?
Right here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Except for personal injury or property damages, a plaintiff may attain treble damages against a public utility if the utility was grossly negligent or willful in its misconduct. The measure would eliminate treble damages against telecommunications utilities. One of the reasons for this is that treble damages statute only applies to U.S. West and not any of its competitors. The bill, there are no amendments to the bill.
Chair moved Senate Bill 520 to the floor.
Excuse me. No.
Representative Mannix moved 520 to the floor. Do pass amended. Do pass amended. Clerk, call the roll.
President Baum.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye. We'll pick a carrier later. Senate Bill 2019 relating to civil actions.
House Bill.
House Bill 2019. Who's got it?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're looking at the Dash 1 amendments. Statute of limitations typically commence to run when the cause of action accrues as measured from the time of discovery. Because discovery could occur many years after the original event that eventually led to the cause of action, the defendant may be faced with the danger of liability and perpetuity. This is particularly a problem as it relates to construction actions for architects. The measure provides that if construction is not completed, the ultimate statute of repose would commence when construction is abandoned. Generally, construction would be found to be abandoned on the 75th day after the work ceased or when the owner of the mortgagee posted a written abandonment notice. Also, the measure would apply a 6-year ultimate statute of repose that would commence to run at either the date of completion or the date of abandonment.
Amended, unamended.
Dash 1 amendment.
Chair moves 2019 to the floor. Amended. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Lurie.
Aye.
Clark.
Yes.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mason.
Aye. Carrier will be selected later.
I'm sorry.
Minutes votes aye. 673 related to emergency medical technicians. Who's got it?
Thank you, Mr.
Taylor.
Chair. This bill is unamended in the House. Both the state of Oregon and some of its counties evaluate emergency medical service providers. The process is called quality assurance. Currently, information that is used to make these quality assurance evaluations are subject to public disclosure. Moreover, the records of doctors and hospitals supervising emergency medical service providers are also subject to disclosure. This tends to inhibit the process unamended in the House. The measure would also, the measure would make all data relating to the training, supervision, performance, evaluation of professional competence exempt from public disclosure.
Anybody want to move this?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Move through 673 to the floor unamended. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Fallon.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Gordon.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Manning.
Aye.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
No. Chair will be selected later. 1065, criminal procedure.
Mr. Chair, members, this bill provides that court shall impose an assessment on conviction of or bail forfeiture for any offense except parking violations. The court may waive the fee if it finds that imposing it would work a hardship on the defendant. The committee amended the bill to involve cities in determining how the assessment money is spent. The amendments also provide the graduated assessments of the dash 5 amendments before you.
Chair, move 1065 floor as amended. Clerk, call roll.
Representatives Bell.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Horton.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Manning.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chairman.
Aye. Chair will be selected later. 592.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Manning.
I move to suspend the rules for purposes of allowing an amendment during full committee. If I may explain the motion.
May.
There was a bill that we sent over to the Senate which related to the prevailing party fees, increasing the prevailing party fees. We had added some other amendments to it, and apparently because of those other amendments on that bill, it didn't get anywhere in the Senate. The clean issue of prevailing party fees is presented and what's been distributed to everyone here today is proposed amendments to A and Gross Senate Bill 592. It also makes a technical correction in Section 5 because we didn't say what the actual Senate Bill 592 applies to. This will make it clear that it applies to actions commenced on or after the effective date of this act to avoid litigation. That's a clarification. The rest of this, though, simply takes a House bill, which we had passed. It passed unanimously in the House, but it had some other things in it that the Senate Judiciary apparently didn't care to deal with, and so that bill didn't get anywhere. And my intention is to simply allow us to do the clean part, the simple part of what that original House bill did by adding it to this Senate bill.
Clerk, call the roll and Representative Mannix's motion to suspend the rules for amendment.
Representatives Bowne.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
No.
Gordon.
No.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
Yes.
Minnis.
Yes.
Chairman.
No. Motion passes.
Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move the sheet reading proposed amendments to A and Gross Senate Bill 592, which reads June 20, 1989, and has been distributed to the committee members. I'll explain again that it simply increases prevailing party fees per a House bill which this committee had passed out and which had passed the House unanimously.
Clerk, call roll and Representative Mannix's amendment.
Representative Bell.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Yes.
Gordon.
No.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
Yes.
Minnis.
Yes.
Chairman.
No. Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 592 to the floor. Do pass as amended. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Bob.
Yes.
Calhoun.
No.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Yes.
Gordon.
No.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Yes. Chairman.
Aye. Chair will be assigned later. Senate Bill 247.
Excuse me. Writs of garnishment attached to tangible and intangible property a third party holds for defendant. Only the property a third party holds at the time of the service of writ of garnishment is subject to garnishment. Thus, any property that subsequently comes into third party's possession cannot be reached. A classic example of that would be a paycheck. The measure would create a continuing writ of garnishment for counties and agencies. This writ would last until a debt is paid.
So moved.
Representative Edmonds moves 247. The floor do pass. Unamended, amended.
Unamended.
Unamended. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Bond.
Yes.
Bowman.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Horton.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Yes.
Miller.
Aye.
Minutes.
No.
Mr. Chair Mason.
Aye. Clerk will be selected later, House Bill 2626, 2666, relating to garnishments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is unamended. Writs of garnishment attached to tangible and intangible property a third party may hold for defendant. Only the property the third party holds at the time of service of writ of garnishment is subject to garnishment. Thus, any subsequent property coming to the third party's hand is not subject to garnishment. This measure would create a continuing writ of garnishment for garnishment of wages as garnishment would last 60 days.
Representative Baum moves 2666 to the floor. Do pass. Unamended.
Unamended.
Oh, for the discussion, clerk call roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Baumann.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yep.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mann.
Yes.
Miller.
Aye.
Minutes.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye. Carroll will be selected later. Senate Bill 288.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is unamended in the House. Mandamus is a writ issued by a court to lower court, elected official, appointed official, corporate official, directors of a board ordering that the person or entity to perform or not to perform an act the law requires as a duty of that office, trust position, or the person the persons hold. Ergon's mandamus proceedings needs to be clarified and updated, and that's what the measure would do. It would, among other things, define which parties have an interest in mandamus proceedings, specify service requirements for mandamus proceedings, specify how the writ of mandamus affects other ongoing proceedings.
Amended, unamended.
Unamended.
Representative Baum moves Senate Bill 288 to the floor. Unamended. There's no further discussion. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Paul.
Yes.
Baumann.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
Aye.
Minutes.
Yes.
Chair Mason.
It's already passed.
Yes. Chair will be selected. Senate Bill 284 relating to agenda defense. Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're looking.
I'll let the council explain the bill first. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're looking at the Dash 4 amendment. Oregon is constitutionally required to provide legal representation to indigents charged with a crime that could not result in incarceration. Despite the fact that per case costs have been reduced dramatically, Oregon's costs of providing legal counsel continue to rise at a rate well above inflation.
Everything's going to be okay.
The measure would, among other things, prohibit county sheriffs from charging the state for services provided in juvenile mental commitment or contempt cases, would codify existing policy by requiring court-appointed counsel have pre-authorization for extraordinary expenses, give the court administrator the authority to draft financial eligibility form, require those indigents who are able to make a partial payment toward the cost of indigent defense to do so, establish and fund indigency screening procedures, require post-conviction relief to commence within 120 days of the date of judgment or the date the appellate decision is final, unless a petitioner can show grounds for relief that would not reasonably have been asserted earlier. Require the district attorney to seek violation treatment unless the district attorney decides to do otherwise in certain misdemeanors.
Representative Baum moves 284 to the floor. Do pass as amended. There's no further discussion.
Can that motion be withdrawn because it has to be referred to Ways and Means? It sets up a revolving
okay.
fund. We've been assured
ways
of
means.
A quick hearing
as
in
amended.
Ways and Means.
Okay. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Baumann.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
No.
Minutes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, before I vote, I want to make something clear. This does not have a referral to Ways and Means.
It does.
At a particular point in time, it does not. And so
you set up a fund in this bill and all.
I know what we're doing in the bill.
Ways and Means now.
The point is that there is no referral by the Speaker to Ways and Means. My no vote is for the purpose of filing a minority report.
Representative Mannix's motion is to Ways and Means.
Well, I know that, but he doesn't have the power to do that. Only the Speaker has the power to refer the bill to Ways and Means.
Fine.
So, no, and I'll serve notice of a minority report.
Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Brian.
I'm going to call, I vote aye.
Okay. Representative Brian votes aye. Who hasn't voted?
Procedural question.
We vote. Representative Mason votes aye. Representative Baumann.
This bill really should go to Ways and Means.
It would be my intention to ask the Speaker for a referral, but my understanding is that motion serves as our committee's request.
Yes, it does.
The Speaker to refer the bill to Ways and Means. That being the case, what happens to Representative Minnis's minority report?
It depends whether or not the clerk will accept a minority report. It's, you know.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, representing my contention with the chief clerk would be that since there's no referral at this point in time, that my motion is in order within the rules, and therefore that the minority report should proceed prior to the bill being referred to Ways and Means. That would be my contention.
So noted. Senate Bill 131. The highway people tell me that this bill is fatally flawed. I gave them a choice of either a conference committee or the bill dying right now. Chair moves Senate Bill 131. Floor do pass as amended. Anybody who's not familiar with this bill, please see me afterwards. This bill is an absolute tar baby. I want it out of here. If there's any further, if there's no further discussion, clerk, call the roll.
Representative Bowman.
Yes.
Bowman.
Yes.
Ryan.
Aye.
No. Kaluri.
Aye.
Clark.
No.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Manis.
Yes.
Norris.
Aye.
Aye. Carrie will be selected later. Senate Bill 591 relating to corrections. Mr. Taylor, or who's doing it? Ms. Zucker, 591. I'm running out of time.
Many of Oregon's county jails are currently under federal court order as a result of lawsuits that have successfully alleged overcrowding. The amendments before, there are no legislative council amendments before you. Refer to Representative Mannix's letterhead. They clarify that councils are given the authority to adopt a jail overcrowding plan, and the plan's adopted. The county will issue an order which establishes the maximum allowable number of inmates that may be held in the local facility.
Representative Mannix moves 591 to the floor. Do pass as amended. No further discussion. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Bowman.
Yes.
Ryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Kaluri. Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Yes.
Miller.
No.
Minnis.
No, serve notice of minority report.
Chair Mason.
Yes.
Clory, no.
Clory changed to no. Bill still passed.
Didn't change.
Oh, you weren't here?
I didn't call Clory? I did call him. I'm sorry.
You didn't record a vote initially, did you?
I didn't hear
it. Okay. I didn't think you did.
Okay. 293.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this bill essentially extends the limitations period for products defects in intrauterine devices, or IUDs. The bill pretty much allows victims an additional 4 years to bring actions against IUD manufacturers. It also overrides the judicial interpretation of when the two-year personal injury period begins to run. Under the bill, the limitation period begins to run at the time the victim discovers the specific injury or permanent disability for which the action is commenced.
293, Representative Bauman, what's your pleasure?
Move to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
There was some discussion about taking 293 back to a sub, I suppose it would be family, to look at the Copper 7 question. I don't know procedurally how to do that. I don't know what the committee's pleasure is. I was not comfortable that we dealt with that issue sufficiently, and would like to see the day after we did not move Copper 7 IUD amendments. There was a major settlement entered into by Searle regarding the Copper 7. I'm not at all convinced that we dealt appropriately with that issue.
You might ask Representative Courtney.
Courtney, would you be open to having this bill come to family?
Well,
justice?
It's a procedural thing for me. I mean, there are other bills and other subcommittees that may not be happy with. You want to start moving bills all around, you have a free-for-all. So I'm not even going to rule on the substantive issues here, Representative Clark. It's just that I'm not going to take on Representative Bauman on this issue. And we've already talked about it. If they don't want to put the bill, you know, that's... So that's my predicament, Representative Clark, but very frankly, I'm not going to support any move to move it into my subcommittee for that reason.
Chair?
Yeah.
Representative Bauman object to sending the bill to the Family Justice Subcommittee?
Yeah, I sure would. And I think Representative Courtney has a point. If we're going to be unhappy with the substantive result on bills and move them around and sort of form shop for a subcommittee, it's going to be friendly. There's going to be no end of it.
And happy with the bill the way
it's my belief that the subcommittee looked at the issues thoroughly and that the settlement of the cases in Minnesota doesn't substantively affect the decision that the subcommittee arrived at.
Mr. Chairman, is there a motion pending?
I have,
yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I guess the follow-up question then would be, would Representative Bauman object to moving the bill back to the civil?
Yes.
Chairman? I move to table Senate Bill 293.
table, Senate Bill 293, non-debatable motion.
Oh, you got to go with this.
Chair, is there a motion already on the table? Or
no, Representative Clark had not made a motion.
I confirmed that before I made my motion.
What?
Representative Baumann already made a motion to move the bill to the floor.
No, he had. He did.
He did make the motion.
I had a motion. There's a motion.
He did have a motion.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Would you ask the county, the clerk to read what was on the floor in terms of a motion?
Motion to table precedes the motion before.
Once this moves to the floor.
Always move the table on the floor, Mr. Chair.
The chair is going to rule that the motion to table takes precedence. Clerk, call the roll on the motion to table.
Representatives Baum.
No.
Baumann.
No.
Ryan.
No. No.
Kaluri.
No.
Clark.
No.
Courtney.
No.
Edmondson.
No.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Minnis.
No.
Chair Mason.
No. Motion remains Representative Baumann's. Further discussion of the motion. And let me just say something, as much as I'm not going to go around the subcommittee process in this committee. Ladies and gentlemen, you start messing with that subcommittee process, you'll open up the gates of hell for this committee. Believe me.
But it's a can of worms.
No, the gates of hell on this one.
Briefly spoken, amended or not, I voted against Senate Bill 293 because I was satisfied that there were opportunities available. The bill is in front of you right now has to do with the dock on shield. I was satisfied in subcommittee that people with dock on shield claims had an opportunity through newspaper ads and everything else to present their claims to the bankruptcy court and to have their claims heard. And I didn't see a need to extend the window of opportunity for civil lawsuits in the state of Oregon for people who don't read the newspapers, listen to radio stations, or watch television for at least 2 years.
Clerk, call roll, please.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Baumann.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes.
Calhoun.
No.
Kaluri.
No.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
No.
Maness.
No.
Miller.
No.
Maness.
Yes. That's 7.
Yes.
Bill passes.
Chair, serve a notice of possible order report on Senate Bill 293.
Okay. That's 1.
2.
Okay, 2. Okay, that might solve our problem. Senate Bill 703 relating to law enforcement. This is the Police Officer's Bill of Rights. Again, a relatively simple bill. Does anybody have a passion to discuss this? If not, clerk call Senate Bill 703 to the floor. Do pass as amended.
That's a non-legislative council amendment.
Okay, you're all aware of them. Clerk call the roll, please. We've got to move.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Baumann.
Yes.
Ryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Fleury.
No.
Clark.
Yes.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Serve notice of possible minority report.
Aye.
Minnis.
No, and I'll join Representative Mannix.
Your bill.
Well, only because I want to discuss with him what issue it is he's trying to.
I think it's obvious.
Okay.
Aye.
RoboCop.
Most important.
RoboCop. A lot of fun.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got 3 bills left. We've got about a minute of bill. We've got 404.
Great bill.
We've got 1071, and we've got 512. Are we going to have any problems with 1071 and 404?
Chairman,
what is that?
Are we going to have any problems with 1071?
Mr. Chair, I fully intend to support Senate Bill 1071 as soon as Senate Bill 404 passes.
Okay, you've answered my question in the affirmative. Representative Minnis moves 404 to the floor. Do pass. Unamended, amended.
Amended.
Amended. Clerk, call the roll on 404.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Baumann.
No.
Ryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Yes.
Kaluri.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Maness.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Maness.
Aye.
Mason.
Bill is passing, and I'll reserve the right to vote no. I hope nobody objects to that.
That's fine. That's right.
And I also reserve the same right on the floor
okay.
to vote no.
Okay. 1071. This is the sunset on the Criminal Justice Council. Is that right?
Move to the floor. Do pass recommendation as amended.
To the floor. Do pass as amended. Any further discussion?
This is the Republican amendment.
Not clerk. Call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Yes.
Bryant.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Mr. Chair, which bill are we on?
1071.
Council.
No.
Flory.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Gordon.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
Oh.
Minnis.
Yes.
Chairman.
Aye. 512.
To floor, to pass as amended.
To the floor, do pass as amended. Anybody have any problems with this bill? Pick them up in conference committee, please. Clerk, call the roll on 512.
Representative Spahn.
Yes.
Bauman.
Yes.
Bryan. Yes.
Yes.
Flory.
Pass for now.
Clark.
Aye.
Gordon.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
No.
Miller.
No.
Minnis.
No way in a big way.
Flory.
No.
Chair Mason.
I'm changing to no, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Bomb changes to no.
Okay, bomb changes to no. Mason votes yes.
Chair notice the minority report on the bill.
What's
I think it's just tied.
It's with you.
7-5.
Okay. Notice the minority report from Minnis and who is our second? And Miller.
Mr. Chair,
okay.
If I could, just the record, make a note that it's a dash 13 amendments that was before the committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd appreciate it if you would carry that bill.
If I would carry that bill. Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. Anything further before this full committee?
Mr. It's been a tremendous pleasure.
I don't like that.
Mr. Chair. Representative Clark.
One comment. I think you said the crime subcommittee would be back at 12:30
on
1073. We have lots of amendments on sentencing guidelines. There's lots going on there, and I would invite all members to be there.
What time is that?
12:30 on sentencing guidelines, again.
Is family justice meeting today?
No. It is not.
Oh, darn.
Okay. We're doing the floor, ladies and gentlemen.